यो वै वेदाश्च प्रहिणोति तस्मै तम्हदेवमात्मबुद्धि प्रकाशम् मुमुक्षुर्वै शरणमहम् प्रपद्ये। ओम् शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। निधये सर्वविद्याना विषजे भवरोगिणा गुरवे सर्वलोकाना दक्षिणामूर्तये नमः। ओम् श्रीभगवानुवाच अन्तते कथयिष्यामि दिव्यात्मविभूतयः। प्राधान्यत कुरु श्रेष्ठ नात्यन्तो विस्तरस्य मे। When hunger is there, food tastes well. When thirst is there, even drinking water you enjoy. Arjuna's mind has a great thirst to enjoy, listen to glories of Krishna, glories of Bhagavan. And Bhagavan also is happy to hear that. Two things revealed here, that Arjuna is following the teaching well. Because the way he described Bhagavan, you are Brahman, you are Param Brahma, and also all vibhuti belongs to you, means when the student has grasped over the subject matter, when he follows the teaching closely, that itself produces ananda. Once you get that ananda of learning, then afterward you never say no to that. Pujya Swamiji gives example here. Once there is the Atma Buddhi in Deha, everybody loves oneself very much. Atmanastu kamaya sarvam priyam bhavati. Once I love me, even I think this physical body is me, and when I gaze at my mirror image, I enjoy seeing it. Do you say how long I should look at my mirror image? Never tired. Even both the eye cataract also you try to look into mirror. What is there to be looked? So why? Love for oneself. Similarly, here is the word mirror where you see yourself very clearly. Therefore, Arjuna is enjoying himself as such, enjoying the glories of Bhagavan. Therefore, he said, this nectar, I am never satisfied. No alam vidyate. Don't have alam buddhi here. Keep talking. This also brings one more thing also. More and more students follow the teaching and is with the teacher, then the teacher also what? Enjoys teaching. Because he also looking at himself very clearly and talks about the Swarupa of Atma, and the students also enjoy it. Then the teaching goes whole life. It's endless. Whole thing is endless. So here, Sri Bhagavan Uvacha, Hanta. Hanta is an expression of wonder or pleasure. Or also can mean he. That is he. What? Kuru Shrestha. Kuru Shrestha means in the Kuru Vamsha, who is the best? Kuru Vamsha, one who is the best. Best Kuru Shrestha. Te Divya Hi Atma Vibhutayah Katha Ishyami. O best of Kurus, I will tell you my divine glories. Which glories? Then he says, kathayishyami. You have to add here two words here. Te ye divya hi atma vibhutayaha taha kathayishyami. You have to use the word taha. So I will tell you my divine glories in keeping with what? Pradhanyatah. Katayishyami pradhanyatah. Which stands out? If something is there, everything is going on, but something stands out, that is vibhuti. Amongst the cow, the bull is what? It stands out. Among the singers, some singers what? Stands out. Among the trees, some trees what? Stands out. Especially coconut or banyan tree stands out. So all this is special. So important, pradhanyatah. Then you have to say vibhutinam. Me vibhutinam. What? Vistarasya anto nasti. If I keep expanding and in great detail, if I tell all my vibhuti, it has nothing called antaha. Anto nasti iti anantaha. It is no end. I can't put full stop because my vibhutis are like that. So here, he hanta can mean, well now, idanim te divya divi bhava. Divi bhava, the word divya means which is not belonging to this world, is called divya. Atma vibhutaya. Atmano mama vibhutaya yaha taha. All my glories. See one thing, between Bhagavan and the glories, the mama is only aupacharikam. I can say this table belongs to me. I am separate, table is separate. But when Bhagavan says mama glories, what? It is me only, they are not separate. Son. When the water says, waves are my glory, means what? Wave is water, that's fair. Kathayishyami. Pradhanyatah. Yatra yatra pradana yaha taha ya vibhutim tam tam pradana. Pradhanyatah, important. As I told you, which stands out. You may read lot of poems, but some poems what? Stands out. You may return, you read lot of books, but some books are what? Always read. You must have seen lot of movies, some movies are what? They are really moving. They move you, really. Always want to watch again and again. It's so beautiful. The theme is so clean. Some song become hit song, why? Why? Vibhuti. But understand the name I like, hit song. Why? Next hit song hits this song out. That's called hit song. That which can be hitted by next song is called hit song. Okay? So hit song. The Katayishyami Asheshatu, if Bhagavan says, if I say, you wanted to listen all glory, Varshashatenapi. In hundreds of years also, na sakyam vaktum yataha. I cannot, not even, till I still lot of things will be remaining. If I, 100 years if I talk about my glory, till there will be glory left out. Na hastyanto vistarasya me mama vibhutinam. In our tradition in UP especially, they chant one verse every day. Asita giri samam syat pajjalam sindhu patre. Surataruvara shakha lekini patramurvi likita yadigruhitva sharada sarvakalam tadapitava gunanam ishaparam nayatu. na yati, na param yati. And he gives beautifully his imaginary. What is it? Asita giri samam syat. Kajjalam sindhu patre. If you take the, all the big mountain and make ink, putting them into the ocean, and all the forest make a pen out of it, and make the mother earth as a paper, and keep writing, and by written by what? Sharada. Saraswati herself write, till your paramna yatu, dharti ko kagaj karu, kalam karu vanarai, hari kuna likyo na jaye. Ike dharti ko kagaj karu, kalam karu vanarai, saas samudar ki syahi karu, hari kuna likyo na jaye. In the same thing. You all know Rashtrabhasha. Okay. So, dharti ko, I make the mother earth as a paper. All the trees as a pen. Previously used to write kitto, made out of the day. And all the ocean as a ink. And keep writing your glories, Bhagavan, till it will be what? And that is your glories. Therefore, other thing, when you know so much, you don't start, correct? No, Bhagavan starts, okay, pradhanyata, he said. Sometimes he said, no, this is called Swami Dayaji says, volume problem. When I look at medical books, they're so big. Where to start? They're so big. You can't start it because volume is so big. But he starts, okay? Ahamatma Gudakesh Sarvabhuta Shayastitah Ahamadischa Madhyamcha Bhutanamanta Evacha Tatya Prathamam Eva Tavashrunu. You want to listen my glory? First glory, you are my glory. Every teacher can tell the students what? You are my glory. And students always looking, kisko bolta hai? No. You know, one of my students is very funny. He says, he will sit on the chair. I said, why do you sit up? Upar kyun baithte hai? He said, whatever you teach, there are people overhead, it will go. I will catch all the things sitting there. So, you have got lucky, okay? You can get more. So he says, you are my first glory. Aham, our teacher can tell the same. Now it's a beautiful vakya. Gudakesh. Everybody is excited by this name, Gudakesh. It has a lot of meaning. I'll give you one by one and then look into the thing. See, Madhusan Sarvati says, one has got mastery over the sense organ is called Gudakesha. Thereby what? Thereby Dhyana Samartyam. Keshu Keshi Subhaveshu Chintyosi, all the thing. Where all the place I have to meditate upon you. Therefore you have got mastery over your way of thinking. So you have got the eligibility to listen to the glory and see the glories as me only. So you have got that qualification. Dhyana Samartyam. Another meaning is here. Gudaka also means sleep, nidra or tamoguna. Gudaka nidra tasya isha gudakesha jitan nidra. One who has mastery over the sleep, mastered the tamas, tamoguna jai. They said Napoleon, no? He had a qualification of what? He will sleep for 1 hour, half an hour, be okay. You sleep well that time. So, this is all very important. This sleep, any time comes, you don't surrender to that. One day Swamiji told me, never sleep wrong time, no? This time you must sleep. Wrong time it comes, you avoid, do whatever is to be done. Ah. So sleep is one thing. She is coming, you know. She has come, others know. Because you become very noisy, so they know. Aaraye malum padta hai, aagaye malum nahi padta hai, na? The sleep means the lethargy, the inertia. So when you want to listen something, the first thing comes is what? Sleep. When you want to do meditation, first problem is what? People ask me, Swamiji, when I sit for meditation, the sleep which comes is so sweet sleep. बड़ी मीठी मीठी नींद आती है भाई. महाराज थोड़ा लेट लकार में चले जाए कि नहीं? लेट जाना लेट लकार है ना. तो कैन वी स्लीप और नॉट? व्हाट इज योर आंसर? सपोज रियल स्लीप कम्स व्हेन यू सिट फॉर मेडिसिन, शुड यू लाई डाउन फॉर फ्यू मिनट्स एंड गेट अप और नॉट? यस और नो? सी सभा मध्ये मौनम सर्वार्थ साधकम, करेक्ट? You don't answer, so you pass as a wise person, correct? What? Cover. I feel very sleepy. I will lie down for a few minutes and then get up and do meditation. They said, no. If you sleep before meditation, sleep has come. Afterward, you look around. Whenever you want to sleep, you have to meditate first. The other way around, no problem starts. So therefore, don't come under that. Avoid that sleep. लये संबोधये चित्तम, लये सति संबोधये चित्तम. When mind resolves like that, you do upayas, take a shower, do some exercise, take cup of coffee, 7 yard coffee, something you do to remove sleep, never sleep. So here Arjuna, Pujya Swamiji says one word, gudakesha, means one who is alert, that's all. Tamo guna is gone from him, alertia. So, jita nidra. Another name, it can be sambodhana for Arjuna in a way, gudakaha shivaha, isho yasya. One whose ishta devata is Shiva, that is called Arjuna. Gudakaha Shiva Isho Yasya. This word is called other Swami gives meaning, so I gave you. Okay. Now, let us go further. Shankaracharya gives Ghanakesha. Gudakesha, the meaning is what? Thick matted hair. So, age of 89 still hairs are there on the head of Arjuna. It's amazing. Wow. Be sure, you know, time of Mahabharata war, what was the age of Arjuna? 89, correct. Because Gandhari cursed him, Krishna, he will die after 36 years. He lived 125 years. And so that time it should be what? 89. And Arjuna and Krishna were the same age. Whenever he used to come to Pandava, He will do namaskara to Bhima and Yudhishthira because elder to him. Krishna will do namaskara. To Arjuna will give embrace. And Sahadeva Nukala will give Ashirvad. That was the way. So same age. For, we do all research. This is all over our work, okay? If me aise ho jaoge Babaji, sab chinta karoge to. Now, Ghanakesha, another name. But Pujya Swamiji, you know, always special. He said, all this if you say, is saman adhikarana. Aham atma, pratyakatma, gudakesha, sarva bhutasya sthitaha. If you take the whole thing as one sentence, it means what? I am the Self who resides in the all hearts of all beings. Means I, the Guda Kesha, the Lord. So here Swamiji said, Aham means it goes to Lord. Who is talking? Bhagavan. Aham sarva bhuta sayastita e guda kesha atma. Your atma also, pratyek atma, is me only. So you are my first glory. If you look at your atma, is yogam, and vibhuti, all is your vibhuti. So far you are thinking bhagavat vibhuti. Now you understand what? Atma vibhuti. Each person who understands Gita knows it is no more Bhagavan vibhuti, it is whose vibhuti? My vibhuti. And I told in the previous class, Atmanastu kamaya sarvam priyam bhavati. Everybody has naturally love for himself or herself. That self is the pratyagatma, and all the glory belong to whom? Me only. Therefore, can you get tired of listening your glories? Now it's not a Bhagavad glory. Whose glory? Therefore, you'll be all here when somebody praises you, which is rare. Then you do what? One Swami was asked, "Ab Gita kyun pad rahe?" He said, "Hum dekh rahe hamari kya kya tarikh likhi hai isme." I'm sorry. Something goes in Hindi well. He was reading and said, "What are you doing? I'm saying where they, how they praise me. That me is not in the body, understand? That me is where? Atmani. Satchidananda Atmani only. Therefore, this is, you are my first glory. Aham Atma Guda Kesha Sarva Bhutasha Yastitaha." Then comes, "So I am you, you are Ishvara, all glories are yours." Now, one who does not understand or do not appreciate whatever said in the first sentence, tat ashaktena cha uttareshu bhaveshu chintyaha. One who doesn't appreciate himself as Ishvara, not separate from him. For him, let him see all the glories as Bhagavad glory, Ishvara glory. I told you, it helps you one thing. When I see, even I got good voice to sing, I got some special skill to do, I'm an artist, I can do, I'm a sculptor, I can do something, or I got teaching capacity, all these glories are Ishvara's glory, so it will remove my what? Pride it will remove. In other also some glories are there, that is also Bhagavad Vibhuti, so there is no comparison. There is no competition, there is no jealousy. And third thing, seeing more and more Bhagavan like that, Antakrana Shuddhi will happen. Now, here this is the way it is said here. Now, tat ashaktena, one who dare say, aham chintayantum shakyo yasmat, aham eva adihi bhutanam karanam, tata madhyam cha sitim cha, stiti antascha pravayascha. I am the one from whom the creation has come, in whom it remains, sustained by whom, unto whom it resolves. Here Swami Dayanandji very beautiful bring out, here he says, I am abhinna nimitta upadana karanam. I am the material cause for this creation, I am the efficient cause. One thing is there, the Jagat Karanam, no one can any time come to know by himself or herself. Because you have seen the pot maker making pot out of clay. Both are what? Drishya. The pot maker is seen. Clay is seen. You see the baker and the bread. You know the dough also, how they make it. The person who makes the building, the material you have seen, nobody can ever see the Jagat Karanam Brahma and how it becomes the world. Both are what? the cause for this creation is Brahman, nobody can ever see by his own buddhi. Intellection doesn't work. Therefore, Shastra alone is Pramanam. And here Bhagavan himself says, I am the one from whom it has come. That for Jagat Karanam Abhinna Nimitta Bodhi, he says, is me. Now, I don't want to get to this big charcha here. Generally, Upadanam Karanam and Nimitta Karanam are always separate. All our examples are what? Pot maker and the clay are what? Baker and the bread also what? Separate. They cannot be one. And therefore all examples given by every all other theologians are what? Separate. And they get into a problem. And they are one if you want to say, big problem comes. Because this world has got lot of defects. And if this world has come from Bhagavan, then all defects have come from whom? Bhagavan. There is a lot of dukkha in this world. So all the dukkha, pain came from whom? Bhagavan. There are Ravana, Kumbhakarna also in this world. They also came from what? Bhagavan. So therefore all these Vaishnavas, they want to save Bhagavan from the defects. So this said, Bhagavan, Jagat has come from Bhagavan. Now they have to save Bhagavan. Now our thing also they can't accept. Because we say Jagat is Mithya, Brahman is Satya. Then they have problem, both of us have problem. If they say Jagat is as true as Brahman, Jagat is as true as Brahman, then Jagat is Mithya and Brahman become also what? For them. And they don't want Bhagavan to be Mithya, therefore they Brahma Satya Jagat api what? Now problem come, all the defects of Jagat will be there in Brahman also. And they have got nice example, amazing fellows. Vallabhacharya, he gives example what? Avikrita Parinami, he gives example. Like the wish fulfilling tree, or Kamadenu, wish fulfilling cow, mythological cow, if you go near her, and whatever you wish, she gives you. Hot dosa, brak. Tender coconut, boom, one will come. You want Alfonso from India, brak, it will bring. She remains cow, and you get what? Hey, what about chutney? Boom, they go there. So therefore, what about Mysore rasam? Obi aga garam garam. All that you say, do you want that one cow like that? Samiji, which mall I can get? Kamadhenu. Only Vasishtha had and Bhagavan has, nobody has got. So he gives this example. Like a Kalpavruksha. One thing I am very, see if somebody tells me this is a Kalpavruksha, I will not go under it. Will you like to go under it? Because whatever you wish, it will come true. And our mind is crazy. You will ask few things, you want some car, you want this, panapana come. Then you will say, who is there? Some Rakshasa? Rakshasa will come. I think he should not eat me, he will eat you also, because you have wish already. So this is bad. I will not go under, because yaha thikana nahi hai, woh gadbad ho jayega. They say, three fellows were isolated, left on the island, nobody was there. And they did so much japam. Some devta came. What is your wish? One said, please take me back to my village in India. Other said, what is your wish? I want to go to Germany. Third fellow asked, what is your wish? Where will you go to? He said, I feel so lonely, bring them back here. And the devta went away. So I am afraid of the Kalpavruksha because under it kuch bhi ho jayega. Your mind is crazy. So when you go there, you have to be very careful. Vichar karke jana padega. He gives you an example. Listen, avikrita parinama. The tree doesn't undergo change and gives you things. We don't undergo change and things are just different than tree. Where is dosa and where is the tree? It becomes, it can give you car also. But then they get away with this example. Chintamani, Kamadenu, and this Kalpavruksha. Now, we will not keep quiet. We'll say them. You have to give example which is prasiddha. Upaya mata svikruta eva prasiddha drashtantah. Both the sides should accept the example and should be known to you. Have you seen Kamadhenu? Anybody here? No. And have you seen the Chintamani? Chintamani is a jewel. If you go near, whatever you think will give you. Have you seen the Kalpavruksha? No. Therefore, it cannot become example. Example should be what? Acceptable to both, and always example should be available for perception. I see this example also. Suppose I tell you, oh, your coffee is like nectar. Is the right example? Then you say, how the nectar is? Nectar, I don't know. Then how can you say coffee is like nectar? People tell, oh, your daughter-in-law looks like Apsara. This celestial woman. Have you seen Apsara any time? No. Then how can you say she's looking like Apsara? Bluff, oh, bluff. So you can't give those examples, correct? Vallabhacharya gives this avikrita parinam example. Therefore, only tasma shastra yonitvat. Shastra eva pramanam. Nowhere else you can find out. Therefore here he says, aham eva adi bhutanam karanam. Things and beings, both kara bhutanam is bhavantiti bhutanam. All things and beings have come from me, sustained by me alone, resolved back to me. Therefore, I am the material cause, I am the efficient cause, I am both the cause for this creation. He said one thing. Now, I have to go further, okay? Aditya namaham Vishnu.
Aditya namaham Vishnu.
Jyotisham raviram shuma. Marichir marutamasmi. Nakshatranam aham shashi. Among the Adityas, I am Vishnu. Among the luminaries, the sun. The one who has the rays. Among the Marichi, among the Marutas, I am the Marichi. Among the luminaries seen at night, I am the moon. Four. Very beautiful. Now real comes. Unless he gives example for three places. Puranas, Vedas, Vibhuti from Veda, and Laukika. Laukika means what we see very easily. And some example he gives from what? Vibhuti as what? Purana. Unless you have studied Purana, kya ho jayega? You will not understand that. So I require a little more talking here. So, adityanam, dvadashanam, which each month has got one aditya. If you have studied astrology, the sun remains in each zodiac sign for how long? 1 month, correct? So therefore, each month upadhi is called one aditya. Who is aditya? Is the son of Aditi. Aditi's son is called Aditya. Now, who is Aditi? Aditi is the wife of Kashyapa. Kashyapa had two wives. One is called Diti, another is called Aditi. Dyati iti Diti. One who breaks, one who quarrels all the time, is called Diti. So all the Diti's sons are called Daitya. Aditi's sons called Aditya Deva. Deva Aditya. So Kashyapa is both wives is not Pashyaka Kashyapa. That is the way they said. Why Kashyapa Kanakamshyapa Pashyaka Kashyapa? So one who is the witness consciousness. Diti comes, her sons are always what? They are always quarreling and always breaking, always dividing. Aditi's son, they are devas. And the behind both, same consciousness. Very beautiful. Diti and Aditi. Now, Aditya Dvadasana, Vishnu Nama Aditya. So among the 12 months, 1 month, the Aditya is called as Vishnu. Pujya Swamiji gives the meaning, all sustaining, all pervading Vishnu. Veveshti Jagat iti Vishnu. And he gives the meaning, among the luminaries. So here, I am the life-giving sun. The sun is only life-giving. Without sun, a life is not possible. Okay. That's the meaning. Next one. Jyotisham Ravihi Prakashayitranam Amshuman Rashmiman. Here he says, all those who shine, luminaries, I am the sun, that is my glory, who gives light to everything, that is me. Then, Marichihi. Now, Marichi Nama, Marutam Marat Devata Bhedanam Asmi. So here, meaning of the word Marichi is Mruyate Tamaha Anena Iti Marichi. That by which the dullness, tamas, inertia goes away, that is called Mariti. Now tell me, Marut Devatas are whose sons? Daityas are born to what? Diti. And Devas are born to whom? Aditi. And Marut Ganas are what? Devata. So they are born to whom? Wrong. Diti. I want you to go wrong, then I enjoy. Okay. This is my enjoyment. What more? Not dosai. This is my enjoyment. Stories you have to know. It's all Bhagavatam. So in Bhagavatam, very funny story comes. Once Indra became the king, and the Bali lost the kingdom, so Diti, the mother, feels my son, all Daityas are in the forest, and the Indra is ruling. So he wanted her children to get the throne back. So she asked once quietly, very nicely, serving Kashyapji, and said, give me the Vratam so I can get a son who destroys Indra. Can you imagine he asking? So let your other son be destroyed by my son. That's what she wanted. And he was really stunned to listen that. And he gave me 1 year Vratam, not 7 days. 1 year you have to fast like that. You have to do so much thing. 1 year you have to do. Then the son will be born. But you have to be very careful. You should be following these rules. Never sleep in the evening time. Never eat in the evening time. All these things he said. She said, okay. And she went in Vrata. And in her womb, the child is going to kill all the Indra itself. Then Indra took a form of a Brahmana. Very, very handsome, serving Brahmana. And came to Aditi and said, mother, I want to serve you. And you know, you always like anybody serving you, taking care of her. And once evening time, by mistake, she went to sleep. As a pregnant woman, not supposed to sleep in the evening time. So she went to sleep. Indra entered the womb of this Diti and started cutting those things. So first he cut into seven. Till they are alive, again seven. Seven into seven? What? Calculator, you don't have calculator today. Okay, sir. 49. But what happened? Because there is a Kashyapa's putra, they won't die. They all came out. And Indra also was there. Then she saw. Aditi was so furious. Indra, tell me what you had done. And Indra honestly told me what he had done. And they are all alive. 49 are alive. And she said, okay, because you are honest, you said right thing, I allow you to go. You take. That become 49 Marudgana. They become Marudgana. Ma, and when he was trying to kill them, they were crying, Maruda, Maruda, Maruda. That's the name came like that. Therefore you should know Bhagavatam. So here, So this among them I am what? Marichi. Therefore. So all the names are also there for 49 pranas. Swamiji said they are all different type of prana. You know, prana, apana, pyana, samana, udana, naga, kurma, dananjaya, shanku, parava, all these names. You want 49? Okay. That's all this given. Marudgana. Then next one is what? Asmi nakshatranam aham shashi chandramaha. That's very beautiful. What is the nakshanti iti nakshatraha? That which keeps moving is called nakshatra. Now here, another meaning given by Tikakar is nakshanti punyakarmana urtam gacchanti iti nakshatraha. One who done all the good actions called punyakarma, sukrutam, and who goes to a punya loka and themselves become nakshatra, themselves become a shining star. That is called nakshatra. All of you know the story of Dhruva. Don't tell me my cousin name is Dhruva. Not that Dhruva. Okay, I'm talking. Dhruva is the whose son? Uttanapada. What is the wife's name? Mother's name? Suniti. He had two wives, okay? Suruchi and Suniti. And you know the story, all that I need not tell. And because of his worshipping and doing so much meditation, for 6 months he did meditation. Not even eating, only on pranayama he did so much. Bhagavan was pleased. And he wanted the highest loka. And after death, he lived a good life, he become a Dhruva, the polar star. That is called nakshatra. And in astrology, nakshatra is not one star, but group of stars. Everybody has got nakshatra, you know. That's called nakshatrana aham shashi. Those are luminaries seen at night, I am what? As such, moon is not a nakshatra. The star is called nakshatra, but here is moon is called, and therefore is shine. Moon is what? Upagraha. One knows, those who know study Jyotisham should know, all the nine grahas are not nine grahas, okay? The Surya is not a graha, it's a star. This all you should understand. Anyway, we'll go further. Veda nam sama vedosmi. Devanamasmi vasavah. Indriyanam manaschasmi. Bhutanamasmi chetana. There is a mantra, sahatra vartma samaveda. Samaveda has 1000 branches, saka, but now not available, lupta. So Bhagavan among the four Veda, he said, my vibhuti is what? Samagana. Sama. Sama Veda. Why? See, one thing you should say, wherever is the vibhuti, it should stand out. Very shining. We can see very well. Now, Veda med vidgnane vedyate anena iti vedaha. Now, for the Veda we said, pratyakshena anumityava vastupayona vidyate etat bindanti vedena taspad vedasya vedata. By perception or inference, what you can never know, that alone is talked by Veda, that is called pramanya vedata. Pratyakshena anumitya va vastu payona vidyate. Etat vindanti vedena tasmad vedasya vedata. And that four Veda He said, I am Samaveda. Why? Why he said, I am Samaveda? So, this Sama Gana, as such, is not a music. Music requires five. Here it is only four. But it's something like some singing like that it looks. It's recitation also. So two things happen, musical and pleasing to listen, Samaveda. Very beautiful. And so there was somebody who could please Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva loves music. And who could please Lord Shiva, Asutosh Bhagavan, by music, Samaveda? Who? Samiji, not me. I know that. So, Ravana could do it. He could please Bhagavan Shiva. Samagana. Therefore, at the end of the puja and everything, they always do Parayana, Veda Parayana. Then they will like it. I know, in some places I used to stay, all Pandits will be called and do whole Veda Parayana. We'll pay them and listen to them and Dakshina will do nicely. That's also very important. So Bhagavan says Sama Veda. And one other, which is not a very strong meaning, because of Sama Veda, Aham Tattvamasi Mahavakya also comes. Therefore also Sama Veda. Anyway. Devanam Asmi Vasavah. Devanam Rudradityadinam Vasava is what? Indrah. Now, if you look at most of the mantras in Veda, is praising what? Sanno Mitra Samvarunaha Swastina Indro Vrtashravaha Indraha. Now Indra is a padam. There is no anybody can become Indra. It's a padam. Like Prime Minister, President. Who can become Indra? One who done 100 Ashwamedha Yajna, Satakratu, can get the pad up in the Sumat Punya is caught. And for certain period of time, Indra, amongst all the Devata, he is the Raja, king of all. So all of them praises Indra. In all Yajna, Indra. Even Bhagavan always, in all Purana story, if you see, Dharma Devata, no, is the main for Dharma. Therefore, under any circumstances, Lord will protect Indra always. Even if he does a mischief also, he will protect him only. Because he is the right person, right leader. So Indra, amongst all the devatas, who shines out? Indra Shah. Vajrahasta Purandara. That is called Indra. Name mantra is in there. And there is a big story in Veda also, in Bhagavatam also. Indra and the Vritrasura. There is a big fight. And how he fights that also. Anyway. Devanam Asmi Vasava. Then comes Indriyanam Manaschasmi Ekadasanam Chakshuradinam Manaschasmi Sankalpa Vikalpatpakam Manaschasmi. Now listen, we are all complaining, Swamiji. This mind, Swamiji, is really taking me for a ride. This mind always correct. And Bhagavan says, don't you understand your mind? That is my vibhuti. Forget about it. You will tell like Bhagavan. If you don't understand your mind, it definitely is a nuisance. Otherwise, it is a vibhuti. Look at it. All organ of perception can perceive because of what? Sadharana karanam is what? Mind. And all the organ of action can do the job because of what? Mind. So all the 10 are connected to what? Mind. Therefore, mind is very important. Amongst the 11, he is the most important thing is mind. And then, sankalpa I can do. These are all two choices. He can bring to me as choices. And then I have to choose also. This capacity to bring choices, to make out of anything as choices also. This house or that house, this job or that job, this way I should study or that way I should study, I should eat this or that. All the time, sankalpa, vikalpa. And then among that, sometimes you can join vikalpa. I should not do this thing. It's right, don't do it also. So that capacity and mana and human mind. If you listen to Pujya Swamiji talk so much about the manaha. Why? Human mind is special mind. Conscious of its itself and conscious of others, that manaha is me. Glory. Because I am conscious, self-conscious, I got self-opinion, and to remove the self-opinion, once and for all, is the very goal of life. That is called moksha. That is otherwise, you will not work for moksha also. If I don't have self-conscious mind, we will not work for moksha. It looks like that, being self-conscious, self-opinions creating problem. It looks like a curse, but that is a blessing. Why? Therefore you struggle against your opinion, and then to get rid of them, only way out is to understand the Bhagavan, the Atma. Very beautiful. So here is that also said, and Chetana also, we'll see next time. Time is up. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purname Pavashishyate Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om.